Linda will share on the birth of Christ.
All right. Thank you, honey. Yeah, this is the season that we think about the birth of Jesus Christ. And so let's talk about that. Let's go to the Word and see what the Word says about his birth. Now, last Monday, we took some time to look at some pre-announcements. And obviously, in God's Word, we see that God prophesied hundreds of years prior to the event of the coming Christ. And we take it all the way back to Genesis, where Adam and Eve, they fell, they sinned, they did the one thing God told them not to do, and they lost that spiritual connection. So God, in his love and desire to continue a relationship with man, set into motion and a promise in Genesis 3:15, where he said, "And I will put enmity between thee," talking about the devil, "and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed," which would be the Christ, "it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Jesus Christ will someday destroy the adversary, and of course, Jesus Christ gave his life to pay the ultimate price for our redemption. But that was the promise way back in Genesis. And through different records in the Old Testament, God gave us information about the coming Christ. And some of the things he said was that he would put his words in his mouth, that he would rule through the tribe of Judah. So we knew he would come out of the tribe of Judah. He would come through the lineage of David, and his throne would be forever. And then we also saw in the Old Testament records that he would be born to a virgin, a young maiden, and he was to be called Emmanuel, which is God with us. And also there was a prophecy of where he was going to be born, and of course that was in Bethlehem, which is a small little town outside of Jerusalem. And obviously all those came to be. And Jesus is called the second Adam. He was the perfect man versus the first Adam who fell short. 1 Corinthians 15:45 talks about this. It says in that record, "Adam became a living soul." Adam became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. A lot different, the living soul versus a life-giving spirit. And that was the great purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ, was to regain a spiritual relationship with the Heavenly Father, whereby man could be born again of God's Spirit, and it would be permanent, eternal life. And what a fantastic reality that is. And we're thankful that he definitely paid that perfect price. He was the perfect redeemer. He was the perfect sacrifice. He was the perfect payment of sin, the perfect hope of glory. He was truly the perfect way, the perfect truth, the perfect life, and the perfect and only way to the Heavenly Father, to our Lord God Almighty. So we're going to go to Luke chapter 2 and verse 1. We're going to start there to look at the birth of Jesus Christ. And I want you to think about something here as we read these verses here in chapter 2 of Luke. Think about your birth. Are you thankful that you got born? Yes. And what about your children? If you've had children, those have got to be the highlights of your life. I know for us, we have three children together, and that's the three highlights of our life. To see them born and bring life to them, man, oh man, it's just so precious. Life is so so precious. And to think about God and his desires to take care of man, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. To see him born and go through all that he had to go through to pay the price, amazing. You know, that love is so deep, so wonderful. And we're thankful for our birth and the birth of the loved ones that we know. But man, we should be so thankful for the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, verse 1 of chapter 2 in Luke. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. So people, where they were born, where their family heritage was, they had to go back there. Now, Joseph and Mary and soon to be Jesus were in Nazareth, the city of Nazareth, which is near the Sea of Galilee. It's some 70 miles north of Jerusalem, and Bethlehem's 5 miles south of Jerusalem. So they had to travel down there for this purpose. So verse 4, and Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. We see all these wonderful prophecies coming to pass that were stated hundreds and hundreds of years prior to this time. Verse 5, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, verse 6, so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. Now, it doesn't say that she just made it into Bethlehem when her water broke and the baby was coming. I think we see stories and things like that there is a great urgency, but it simply says they were there. While they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, verse 7, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, obviously, a lot of people were coming to town to be taxed. And in those days, with the inns, they would have a stables where they put their animals, and then there would be room for people to stay. Well, obviously, there was no room for them. So they used the stable area to have their child. And you got to think, too, when the baby came, you know, we see the picture of just Joseph there and Mary and the baby and the cows and the donkeys. And, of course, they always got to throw in the three kings. They came a year and a half later or so. But I'm sure there were other wonderful people in that inn that helped her out. And I'm sure she was helped by several ladies that were experienced and were very helpful. So here at this time, in this stable, at this inn, was the birth of the greatest person who ever was born. And he was born in the most humble way, in a stable. Well, in her day, the babe was washed in salt water and wrapped in swaddling clothes, which were strips of linen about 2 inches wide. And they would wrap the child from head to foot for only just a brief period of time. The salt symbolized the qualities of truth and honesty, and the swaddling represented the parents' commitment to raise the child to be upright before the Lord. God then announced the birth to the only people who would genuinely appreciate it at this time. Verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, watching, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. You can only imagine. Here these shepherds were out there, and all of a sudden, the glory of the Lord shined out. And the angel, verse 10, said unto them, fear not. You know, the things of God are wonderful. You know, people get afraid sometimes when they see God move, but the first thing God seems to do is settle us down. He said, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. You know, every living, breathing human being, if they recognized and realized who the Lord Jesus Christ is, it would be the greatest joy of their life. And isn't that true for you and I who do know that? What a joy that he was born and that he accomplished all that God called him to do and that God raised him from the dead, and that opened the door for the new birth realities. And we, by simply believing, it's a gift, not of works, lest any man should boast. We believe, and we received and got born again of God's Spirit. You know, we're talking about how fantastic births are. Well, what about the new birth? The new birth. Oh, my goodness. To be born from above, to be born with the gift of Holy Spirit is just the greatest, greatest thing. Because it's eternal life. It connects us with the Heavenly Father forever and ever. Well, I got off on a tangent here. So, verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This is what they've been waiting for hundreds and hundreds of years, the Messiah. The Christ. And here he is. Here he is. Verse 12. And this sign shall be, and this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. You know, they're talking to the shepherds. So that would be the sign. They would see that. And suddenly there was with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, verse 14, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. It seems like the angel and the heavenly host got involved in this great event. And they weren't singing, they were saying, but they were saying, God gets the glory. Peace on earth, goodwill to man. There's no greater goodwill for man than to have the Lord Jesus Christ in their life. Verse 15, and it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. Wow, what a moment that was for everybody involved. The reassurance and encouragement with the shepherds coming before Mary and Joseph and telling Mary and Joseph, that they were visited by all these angels announcing the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they had that little baby in their arms, and they saw that baby. That would be the great joy of all mankind, the Redeemer for all men forever. Man, what an event to be a part of. Unbelievable, but fantastic. Well, verse 17, And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they have heard, that have heard and seen as it was told unto them. Man, what a glorious day that was. What an amazing event. This important birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, starting his life's work. He's the most important man to ever live. And with the fulfillment of his birth, life accomplishments, death, and resurrection, it opened the door for all mankind to receive the new birth realities. You know, we should be so thankful and grateful for the Lord Jesus Christ that we've had the opportunity to learn and to know who he is and what he did for us so that we could believe upon him and believe that God raised him from the dead so that we could be born again. Wow. You know, it says in 1 John 5:20, and we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. You know, it's interesting on the airplane, the gentleman I was talking to, his name is Art, and he said, you know what we're looking at in the Bible recently is being in Christ. And I smiled at him and I said, right on. Man, we have Christ in us, Colossians 1:27, the hope of glory, and we want to be in him. We want to walk with all the victory that he has made us to be. And I think about 1 Peter 1:23, in light of the new birth, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the birth of your Son and all the things that he did to bring the perfect redemption for us, for all mankind. So we praise you, Father. We thank you. We just be our best for you, Father. We walk in Christ. We speak in tongues much. We use that spirit that you've given us so that we can hold forth the words of life, that we can live the love of God that you've shed abroad in our hearts. So we thank you and praise you, Father, and we love you, Father, and thank you for all that you've done for us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.